Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. As you will probably hear during the course of this show, we're at reduced circumstances because we're getting into the real meat and potatoes of the school summer holidays. So whether we're running out of ideas of how to entertain our children, we're also running out of childcare options. That's why the show you're about to hear, I have my seven-year-old daughter, Thea, in the studio with us. And the reason she was in is that we've been out in London in the morning and we've been on a boat cruise.
Aww.
A cruise down the River Thames from Westminster to Tower Bridge, which was cool, looking at bridges and that. And it makes me, every time I go on a boat trip like that, and they had a bit of commentary on it as well, people telling you like historical things, I feel like we should do more commuting on boats. Why don't we do that? We've got the Thames all the way down the city.
Yes, I've been on one of those Thames clippers, which are incredible things. I think the problem that you've got with your commuting on your riverboat is they're limited speed-wise. So you're not going to get anywhere very quickly.
There was like a little orange one that was going quite some speed alongside us, which had people in it. So maybe it's them.
I think there's a speed limit when you get to Tower Bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I think you're down to something like 5 knots.
Oh, that's not very good, is it?
It's not very good, no.
Because I still think of you remember that incredibly iconic Danny Boyle-inspired opening scene of the start of the London Olympics.
Incredible.
With the Queen and James Bond going down the Thames. Why can't we travel that speed? Why not a super speed, super highway for the Thames?
And I would have said that would be green as well.
It would be green.
Environmentally friendly, using the water.
It's political correctness and health and safety gone mad.
Is it utter woke madness? Is that what we're saying? As to why we can't commute on the Thames?
Why can't we have high-powered speedboats taking people to or deliver ruin stuff on the Thames?
Yes, I want my pizza delivered down the Thames
in a soggy box.
Thank you. No one wants a soggy box.
I don't want a soggy box.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We need to start the show to talk about the breaking news that everyone is talking about right now. That's right. Have you heard? Star Wars is to be dubbed into Welsh for the first time as the classic film prepares to celebrate its 50th anniversary next year, which is an amazing thing. So here's the kind of background to it. Welsh language broadcaster S4C have announced the project in partnership with Lucasfilm and Disney. The Welsh language version of Episode 4, A New Hope, will be broadcast on S4C and its platforms on Christmas Day and beyond.
That's really cool. I'm so surprised it hasn't been done before.
But this is it. It's bizarre. And the lineup is incredible. Actor Matthew Rhys from Widow's Bay will voice Han Solo. Rhys Ifans from Twin Town will voice Obi-Wan Kenobi. And Amy Fionn-Edwards, who's in Skins and Peaky Blinders, she'll be Princess Leia.
That's amazing.
So it's really good. They've got a really good lineup. And I went to Swansea University. I absolutely love Wales, love the Welsh. They've got a great accent and a great turn of phrase. So this is going to be brilliant. And the way that the Welsh deliver stuff, the way they say things, is fantastic. So you can only imagine what those lines that we've grown up with from Star Wars movies are going to sound like in the Welsh dubbed version. So we thought a little challenge for this hour, first hour of Home Time Tonight. Please think of a Welsh version of a famous line from the Star Wars movies. And as an added incentive to get involved, the brilliant Rhys from our social media team, who is from Cardiff, is going to be voicing the lines that you suggest as they might appear in the movie at the end of this first hour of Home Time.
It's going to be brilliant.
It really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I'll kick us off with one. Mm-hmm. That famous interaction between Han Solo and Princess Leia. I love you, I know.
Yeah.
Could be, I loves you. And then she says, or he says, cheers, butt. Oh, cheers, butt. I loves you, cheers, butt. There's a little star.
It's very good.
You're going to throw your hat in the ring with one of these, Richie.
I've got a character that you could change the name of.
Okay, that's good. That's perfect.
You could have Lando Calrissian as Lando My Father's.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Lando, where's that come from, though, My Father's?
Well, Lando My Father's is like a famous world song, isn't it?
It works.
Yeah.
Rhys will be mentioning that later
Thank you.
So, look, do us a favour. Welsh version of a famous line from Star Wars, please.
Some of these are fantastic. Dave suggests, I have a bad feeling about this, I do.
I can't wait to hear it delivered.
Me neither.
Poked Studio have been on. They said, Luke to Obi-Wan, I'll be there now in a minute. Hughesy says, in a galaxy far, far away by there.
This is so good.
It's going to be great. S4C, the TV channel, are going to be over the moon with these.
Aren't they? G would like to put forward for the script, for the recording. I will take you to Jabba now in a minute.
I think it's going to sound amazing. You mentioned Lando Calrissian earlier on. Dave says, my name is Landudno Calrissian. It was there all the time. Nick says, get in there, you big furry oaf.
Elizabeth is hanging on. You're very, very proud about this, Elizabeth.
Oh, I think it's fantastic, yeah. No, I'm really pleased, actually.
We couldn't believe it had been so long. I mean, obviously, Star Wars about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, and there's been no Welsh version up until this point. It's crazy.
It is a bit crazy, to be honest. It is.
Okay. Now, you've got an amazing line from the film that you would like to do for us, but actually fully in Welsh. Is that right, Elizabeth?
It is. Well, yeah. It's quite easy, really. Luke, Rodwin ein tad. I am your father. Yeah.
Wow. A touch slower. Let's see if we can do this. So we'll repeat. So you go for it again.
Luke rudu I ein tad.
Luke rudu I ein tad.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. That's
brilliant.
It. Yeah.
I feel genuine, like I might have accidentally cast a spell.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Elizabeth, lovely to speak to you, and take care. And yeah, we're very excited for the Welsh dub Star Wars.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. You do an amazing job. Thank you.
We've been offering you the opportunity to Welsh up a line from the Star Wars films. And as a finale, Reese from our social media team, who is from Cardiff, has for us voiced the best lines that have come in over the past hour.
It's fair to say that the script that has been generated from the home time listeners for Reese has been top draw.
It's been top draw. He's come in and he's done a voice session for us, and they really are next level. So thank you to everyone who sent them in. Here are some of the best that we've had. The first one came in from someone who is quite aptly called Sheep Boyo, and he said this.
Luke, come over by here from over by there.
It's very good.
Very, very good.
Andrew Wilshire came up with this.
These are not the boyos you're looking for.
They are not the boyos you're looking for. GW76 suggested this.
R2-D2, where are you two now?
Oh, dear.
This from Wit Kicker.
Hey, whose planet's that space station?
Incredible, iconic. Dave Phillips got in touch about this.
I has a bad feeling about this, I does.
Craig Biddleston, great name. He had this.
The Force is strong with you, Luke, isn't it?
It really is. Alex Otway, thank you for this suggestion.
The plans you refer to will soon be back into our hands. So there's lovely.
Meanwhile, from Ashley Hardy.
The Force will be aberrust with you, always.
Very clever.
Two to go. Ashley Hardy suggested this.
Hang on a second. A fighter that size couldn't get this deep into space on its own. He must have gotten lost, been part of a convoy or something.
Yes.
And finally, from DT.
Kutch me Obi-Wan Kenobi, tu verini gobaith.
Well, listen, we cannot wait. Thank you for getting involved. Star Wars in Welsh, S4C Christmas Day. Don't miss it.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Now, I've lost count of what week of the summer holidays we have reached, but I think it is very much the stage of the summer holidays where parents are signing cheques that they can't pay for. I have promised Rocco something this morning that I've no idea how I can do.
Oh, my word. What have you promised him?
We were in the car. It's one of those mornings where you're just putting out fires and just doing all sorts. And you're answering questions. Go, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we can do that or whatever. Just all over the place. And he'd got a Lucozade bottle and said, when we finish drinking this, I'm going to turn it into a rocket. Can we do that? I went, oh, absolutely, we can do that.
Of course.
We will make a rocket out of that. And he was like, oh, brilliant. Can we do that? Can we make it fly? I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. We can do that. Because I've seen all these things on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
People that have done that with science projects or whatever and have turned a bottle into a rocket and they've made it fly from a park or something or other. I've no idea how to do it.
I remember doing it in science at school. Like, we all had to go down to the field and watch it fly in the air. But I can't for the life of me remember what our science teacher was doing.
That's not very helpful.
Sorry, I just can't remember.
Because you can remember doing it, but you can't remember how you did it.
Because, like, I guess you're not thinking foot pump, are you? Because that's kind of cheating,
isn't
it?
No. That's. I don't want to do foot pump because I could go down to Smith's and buy a toy that would do that.
Yes, exactly.
What I want is to do some kind of, like, parental exercise that shoots this old Lucozade bottle into the air and makes him in awe of how great I am.
Well, do you
ask what's going on here?
A little while ago, suggested to our producer, Nick, I think an old wives' tale that I'd heard, which was that denture tablets clean the inside of a toilet bowl better because they bubble up.
Yeah.
So if they bubble, they react to water. Maybe old, you know, denture cleaning tablets could be a thing.
So, well, that's a start.
But it didn't really work for Nick, so let's just have it not work in another scenario.
That is a start, all right? Okay, so at the moment, our base level is filling said pop bottle with denture tablets and water. Do you have the ratio for that?
Not really.
No.
Just chuck them in. Chuck a whole bottle in.
I think you can see where we're at. I'm after help. If you have done this successfully, how did you do it? David has said, I haven't done this for 30 years, but I seem to remember the hardest bit is getting the water to air ratio correct. And is saying that you've got to use a foot pump, a cork, and the kind of adapter you would pump a football up with.
I think we could have to discount foot pumps. That's not proper science. It's just air being forced through something.
Air pressure's science.
I know, but is that really what you want to like impress Rocco with? Just like an inner tube going off?
Not really, no.
Vinegar and bicarbonate of soda, says this person. I feel like, I don't know what bicarbonate of soda is used for in terms of day-to-day, but most of it's mucking about. People mucking about with it.
Don't you make cupcakes with it?
I'm not too sure.
I think you put it in cupcakes.
I think people clean with it as well, don't they? Ooh. And sometimes in the Southwest, people do terrible things with seagulls.
Right.
So, look, there's some incredible stuff coming in. Chaz of the Firefighter in Lancashire says, previous experience of what not to do, with a Lucozade bottle. Placing the now empty 1.5 bottle on top of a rocket firework. Now, it went very high and gave us a big bang, but peering on the children did not find this interesting and amusing as the big boys with their toys did. Okay, so it seemed to impress the parents, but not necessarily the kids. Okay. And that's cheating, though, isn't it?
That's cheating, and even though he's a firefighter, I might not go with that one.
Okay, note to self, don't read out Chaz's message without checking it first.
Leslie says, I volunteer at Gunpowder Mills in Waltham Abbey. So immediately you're thinking, that should be good. I regularly help kids make and fire rockets. We use an air pump. You'd be surprised how far they fly.
All right, Wilf from Eureka. I don't know where I'm having that. Air's not what we're after, is it?
Okay, so we're ruling out air. We're ruling out the fire service. Steph is hanging on. Your daughter Emily's got some info for me.
She tells me that you need to pop a Mento, or the mints are available, into some Coke and it will explode.
Wow, and how old is Emily in knowing this bit of knowledge?
She's 9.
9-year-old and knowing how to make a rocket go into the atmosphere. That's incredible.
This is incredible. Yeah, she's of the target age that that I'm looking to impress as well. So it's as simple as a Mento inside Coke inside the bottle.
Yeah.
We'll call her Emily Musk in terms of this. How did she learn this trick? Has she seen it happen before?
They did it at school in science.
Wow, more exciting than when I was at school.
That'd be amazing, because if I can get this done before Rocco enters year four next year,
yeah,
then when they demonstrate that, it'd be like, no, my dad's done that already.
And also, you get to eat the rest of the Mentos.
Amazing.
Amazing. Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
If you're listening to this show and you've got a cat, do you ever wonder what the cat gets up to when you're not around, when you're at work? A similar kind of thought process with Richie and I, with you guys on a Wednesday evening. We got to chatting about it and thinking, we don't really know what you do middle of the week after six. That's what Home Not Home is all about. Just tell us, are you one or the other? It's 8, 12, 15.
John is very much not home. He is at his friend's house looking after his three chickens. Gladys.
Is it back to the Welsh Stoles?
Gladys, Edith and Dorothy whilst they're on holiday.
I don't know whether I would look after animals for someone. I don't, particularly chickens. That, I mean, that can only go wrong, can't it?
You've got to have a good coop, haven't you, really?
I've always said, show us your photo of your coop and then I'll make a decision then. Rebecca here in South Wales. I'm very much home and I intend not to leave. I'm 39 weeks pregnant. Heat is evil and my sofa is good.
All the best, Rebecca. Mark in the Vale of Belvoir is not home. He's in a field cultivating with a tractor he says that is bigger than Clarkson's.
Oh, really? I feel like we're quite big in the agricultural community.
I feel like we are, and we're very thankful for that.
Home time on a farm. Watch this space.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen in 2027. Chris says, Bush and Richie, I'm very much not home tonight. I'm on my way to Southampton to see Biohazard. Do you remember that band, Biohazard?
Wow.
Didn't they do a song with Public Enemy?
Wow.
At the 1865. They were that good in London last night. I've had to go and see them again this evening.
Incredible.
Biohazard. You should get in touch with the fellow that's cultivating.
Are you home or not home? Jane and Craig are home, but not home.
Hey.
Very confusing. They say we are in the process of moving house from Herefordshire to Cumbria.
Ooh, so they might be like between houses at one point.
Indeed.
This is it. It's a simple question, but it is an insight into your lives. Ed from Bristol says, Hi guys, I'm not home. I'm heading to Cornwall for the weekend for the Boardmasters Festival. Please give a shout out to my new wife, Bryony.
Oh.
Sounds like it's a developing situation.
It really does.
Chris, Sam and Roland. I can never say the name of this dog. D-A-C-H.
Dashund.
Is that how you say it?
Hmm.
Why don't they just change how it's spelled? Make it easier for everyone.
I'll have a word with the kennel club.
If you could have a word, that'd be great. We're very much home on our narrow boat and away, making our way slowly up the Shropshire Canal. Loving every moment. They went foraging for blackberries for pudding this evening. So you technically could be home, but also not home, because you're on the move, but your home is moving.
Yes.
That's an edge case that we've not had before here.
It's almost like a Mensa question, isn't it?
Yeah, are they technically home or not home?
I also don't think I'd be taking a dashund blackberry foraging. I don't think I'd come back with many blackberries.
A dashund on a narrowboat that's moving and they're foraging, there's a lot of play there.
Paul in Durham, meanwhile, is a bit more simple. I'm home packing because we're moving next week. Currently given up for the day, and I'm playing darts and drinking lager in my man cave, and I'm leaving the dartboard up until the very last minute as I listen to Absolute 80s.
Right, clearly impeccable taste.
Indeed.
Thanks for being involved. I'd love a cave. You see these people with caves? Obviously, I'm a big board game fan. I watch a lot of videos of... Normally, these are Americans. They've got, like, basements with, like, racks of Billy bookcases filled with board games, and there's a table in the middle.
Mm.
Who gets that kind of space these days?
You don't buy board games anymore, do you?
No, I'm 2 years clean.
Yeah, well done.
One arrived this morning. Not home. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong today. I should have been home 3 hours ago, but I'm still on the M6, says Mark the Little Trucker, but he's still using his USB fan, which you mentioned on yesterday's show.
Yes.
Remember him?
I do. Jason is here. He's not home. He's travelling to Reading to teach a 2-hour kung fu lesson at 7 p.m. and then driving back home to Leamington Spa.
That's a long distance trip, isn't it?
So he is.
He must be scared of getting the chop. But let's go to the phones. We've got Nikki on the line. Nikki, you home or not home?
Not home.
Okay, not home. Where are you going? What are you doing? Or are you coming back from somewhere?
No, I'm heading off to Sheffield. It is the annual British Transplant Games.
The British Transplant Games? That sounds fantastic. Wasn't aware that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. You guys should really get involved in it. It happens once a year, normally about this time of the year, in different venues. Last year was Oxford, this year Sheffield, next year Birmingham.
Amazing. And then what's your kind of connection with it, Nikki? How have you kind of got into being a spectator and so on?
So I'm a living donor. I donated a kidney to my daughter. So my daughter participates as a recipient, and I participate as a living donor.
Fantastic. That's amazing. So when you say you're participating, what will you be doing in the transplant games?
So my daughter and I are going to try our hand at archery tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, my daughter is doing badminton and I am swimming.
Okay, now that's an amazing thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
I just want to just flag a red flag. If you're saying to people, come down and see the transplant games, and you've also used the phrase, trying your hand at archery, that's a concern.
No, so you have to register for the games, and only people that are registered can participate in the games. So you either have to be a living donor, a transplant recipient, or people that have donated their loved one's organs for transplant, and they can participate as well.
Nikki, we are 300% behind the concept of the games. It's absolutely brilliant. Our concern is when you said, try your hand at archery, which suggested that you don't have any necessary skill at archery.
No, we are the beginners, so we're going to be given some lessons before we take our chances there and see how we do.
Brilliant. Well, take our chances by sitting in the away end, or however it works for archery.
Nikki, it sounds brilliant. It sounds fantastic, and we love it. Let us know how you get on when you're back from it next week. What we'd love to do is send you a British Gas Home Time Bush and Ritchie front door mat for when you're back home.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, that'll be perfect. But, you know, what I get from the games is it is the most humbling but the most awe-inspiring place to be. You've got 1,100 people that have had a transplant that are just living life like you've never seen it before. It is amazing.
It's inspirational to speak to you, and lovely to chat to you and have an amazing time. And let us know how you get on, yeah?
Yeah, we will do. Absolutely.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute
Radio. There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Sorry if you put off your food there by talking about soggy pizza boxes. But if you'd like it, just get in touch with us. We're always open to great ideas here on the Home Time Show. If you would like a particular type of thing delivered to you via the waterways, what would it be? Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk. Anything goes.